Hello, Walt speaking.
Hi, good morning. It's Ruth calling from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm fine, yourself. Good morning.
Okay, that's good. I'm good, thank you. I'm just calling to let you know that we just got the authorization in. It has a start date of the 18th, which was a Wednesday, and it's for 35 hours a week.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, now, when, I'm sorry, what are the hours that you'll be working weekly?
Got a question. What hours are, like, what's the window? Like, to start, so I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so you can do it any time of the day. You know, it is 35 hours a week, so that would be, if you do every day, that would be 5 hours a day.
I mean, but, like, does it matter what time I start and what time I finish?
No, it doesn't matter. You can decide, you know, what works for you.
I mean, like, so I'm not trying to be smart here. Like, so I can do it, like, 1 o'clock in the morning if I wanted to?
Yes, you can do that as well. You just have to give me a schedule of, you know, what hours you'll be working.
Okay. Since it's 35 right now, because I'm actually appealing it, but right now we'll do the 35. Because if I do 5 days, that's 7 hours. I'm trying to see, is it possible to do it in 4 days and to do like 10 hours a day or no?
That's not a problem, as long as the patient is okay with it. And that's
okay.
What
you need. And another question I wanted to ask too, because I was asking the parent, I have 3 different properties. So, mm-hmm. like, does it matter? Like, because my dad goes from place to place, does it matter?
So it is from place to place? Mm-hmm. Is there a phone? You know, you'll have to ask Valeria. She's the one that's going to call you with a clock and information. She's going to give you all the information that you need. You'll ask her about it. You know, she would know better than me about that. Okay?
Okay. Well, let's do this thing. I'm trying to divide it. 4 into 35 is what?
4 days.
30, so that's a little under 9 hours.
You said 4 days?
Yeah, if I do 4 days, 4 into 35
would
be 8
hours and 45 minutes.
8 hours and 45 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I probably would rather do it that way.
Okay, 4 days.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Monday through Thursday, okay. And what time?
Let me see. I can check in at 8:30. And that'll take me to when? The 8 hours and 45 minutes before, what's that, 4:45?
Let me see. Now that would be, I believe, 5:15.
5:15?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. So I should put in Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 5:15?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
And last question. I'm not married to this. Am I able to change my hours going forward, or I got to stay here?
No. So you can change your hours going forward whenever you want. You know, if you want to update the schedule, you let your coordinator know so they can update the schedule.
Okay. And I'll hear from the coordinator sometime today.
Yes, she will reach out to you later today.
Are you my coordinator?
So I was just your intake coordinator. I was just there to help you with the paperwork and all that. But then once you're all set up, you go on to coordination department, which you'll have a different coordinator there. Her name is Valeria.
Valeria. Okay. Well, thanks for all your help, Ruth. I appreciate it. You've been nothing but professional, and I wish you well.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Okay. Just another one question before we go. Have you been working since the 18th?
Yes, I was always doing this with my father. That's why I'm literally with him, get out the phone right now as we speak.
Okay, not a problem. So you just asked Valeria about back pay, okay?
Okay, thank
the
you.
The 18th. Okay, my pleasure. Oh. You have a good day. Bye.